Sports 1340.
It's time for Heatwave Sports. Sit back and relax as you take a tour around the world of sports each and every Saturday and Sunday night. And now, your hosts for Heatwave Sports, Tim Unglesby and Tom Barton.
Good Sunday night, Las Vegas. As Nick said, welcome to the big show, the Super Sunday Night edition of Heatwave Sports, Fox Sports Radio 1340 at the Lotus Broadcast Studios. Tim Unglesby, Triple N, and Mr. Ivy League himself, Tom Barton from TomBartonSports.com. So, Tom, line us up with this. We're going to start with our tour around the NFL Week 1. We'll start with the Jets at home against the Bengals. This was a winner over at TomBartonSports.com. Take the points with the Jets at home. They get the win for us. But more importantly, very ceremonial day with 9/11. And we have a special guest that you lined up for us that covers the Jets and Giants, I believe.
Yeah, it's a day where we're all talking about football. You know, we all are excited about it. It's day one. But a lot of people are, you know, put it on the back burner, which they should have. With all the controversy that's going on in America today, you know, we have to remember 15 years ago what happened at 9/11. You know, I used to work for a television station. I was the head writer. And I remember I did the five-year anniversary, and they called down and they said, you know, don't show a picture of the towers falling because we don't want to upset people. And I showed a picture of the towers falling because I think people need to remember that, you know? I think they need to remember what happened, not to get angry, but to remember it. You know, you don't want this going by the wayside. I read something, today about we forgot so easily. You know, we really did. And, you know, being from New York, there is a special part of me, but I think it's an American thing.
That unity that it brought us, it's sad, but the tragedy brought us as an American, all this, the doesn't matter what you look like, how tall, how big you are. We were Americans. And so, yeah, you're right. We should see those things to remind us of how the tragedies can brought us together instead of being separated as we are now.
It is. It's amazing that only 15 years ago, you know, people lost their lives like that. And not only the people in the buildings that died, but there's a certain something that I don't know. Okay, I've never been a fireman or a police officer. Okay, I don't know that, but from my fireman friends and you know, I have a lot of fireman friends. I lived in a town where it was all firemen. To know that you're going to run into a building and not come out, and not even a chance. I mean, they kind of knew, and you still do it. Forget about sports heroes. I mean, that's real heroes. But we are a sports show, and we wanted to take a minute. So, I got a friend of the show who works in New York. You know, she's been on the Boomer and Carton show and things like that. Danielle McCartan, she writes for the Jets Press, writes for the Bronx Pinstripes over at the Yes Network. And I asked her to just give me the feeling of the stadium in New York because I'm not there. I'm here. So I wanted to get a feeling of the stadium, and let's go to her.
Good evening, Las Vegas. I'm Danielle McCartan, checking in with you from the East Coast, New Jersey to be specific. And I'm here to talk to you about the New York Jets versus Cincinnati Bengals game today on September 11, 2016. Today marks the 15th anniversary of the heinous terrorist attacks in Washington, D.C., New York, and Pennsylvania. It also marks the beginning of the 2016 NFL season, where the New York Jets squared off against the Cincinnati Bengals today at 1 p.m. at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. As you know, there are thousands of families affected by the tragedies of 9/11 in this area. So, the pregame warm-ups, the players of the Jets and the Bengals wore Memorial 9/11 t-shirts. Also, Jets and Bengals personnel on the sidelines ditched their traditional caps and instead donned their choice of a New York Fire Department, New York Police Department, or Port Authority Police Department cap. Those commemorative caps and t-shirts were for sale throughout the stadium today, with all proceeds going to the National September 11th Memorial and Museum. All fans in attendance were given mini American flags to raise during the national anthem. there was an emotional performance of the Star Spangled Banner by Grammy and Tony winner Heather Headley, which left some players and some fans wiping their eyes, overcome with emotion. She was the singer of God Bless America at the Jets' first home game in 2001 after the attack. It is important to note that all players stood at attention while she sang. Remember, we are all on the same team first, citizens of the United States of America. MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, is in the shadow of Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan. The game obviously featured an emotional pregame ceremony where a flag was stretched out across the entire length of the field by family members of the innocent victims. In addition, Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, and a symbol of strength during the aftermath of the attacks on the World Trade Center, especially to us living directly in this area, was honored at midfield as an honorary Jets captain for today. He was flanked by members of the 2001 Jets team, including wide receiver Lavernius Coles and quarterback Vinny Testaverde. Most striking to me was Marvin Lewis, the Bengals head coach, said, "What an honor for my team to be chosen to play here on this day." Upon arriving in New York, the Cincinnati Bengals also visited Ground Zero, where they laid flowers on the reflecting pools. Andy Dalton, quarterback, said that team members didn't understand why they had to go there, but then they understood once they got there. Dalton said the team is playing for each other and all of the men and women who were lost on that day. Even through the TV, the chants of USA, USA among both Jets and Bengals fans left you with goosebumps. You see, sometimes sports is more than just a game. This was a raw, emotional game from the beginning to the end. The initial kickoff even sailed out of bounds deep. Because of the level of the noise from the crowd, the Bengals, on the initial drive, had a false start, followed by a timeout. The crowd was loud, with intermittent chants of USA throughout the game. Phil Simms and the other broadcasters kept commenting on the crowd noise throughout the game. At this point in today's game, I couldn't help but think back to the first Jets home game since the attacks in September 11, 2001. I was in 8th grade, and my favorite player, Wayne Corbett, was carrying that American flag out of the tunnel. It was waving behind him, and the crowd just welled up with emotion. Although the Jets, due to some special teams' woes, could not pull out a victory today, they did the 9/11 first responders and families well. Today, everyone's a New Yorker. Tonight, Fox Sports Las Vegas, I'll leave you with the immortal words of former President George W. Bush, who spoke from the Oval Office the evening of September 11th, 2001. "America and our friends and allies, join with all those who want peace and security in the world, and we stand together to win the war against terrorism. None of us will ever forget this day, yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you, good night, and God bless America." I'm Danielle McCartan, founder of ProSportsRundown.com. You could find my work on Twitter at CoachMCCARTAN.
Thank you, Danielle. And you know, it's important to get that kind of perspective. And it was kind of cool. You know, it's kind of cool that I know it's New York and everything, but that she mentioned, you know, the crowd noise was something, and it was early on. And I was on the Jets today. I had them plus the three. I bought the half a point. You know, and you felt that early on. And you know, it's a terrible thing that we have to be talking about this on a sports show, but we do. I mean, everybody was watching. Who was going to be sitting on the bench, right? Who was going to not stand for the national anthem? That was the big thing. And I'll tell you, I just told Nick, we were both at the Westgate today, and I tweeted out a picture. Not one person sitting down in that sports book that holds, you know, what, probably 1,000 people, 500 people. I mean, not one single person in that theater. Everyone's up. Everyone's hat is off. And I think it was the day to put it aside. You know, it's very easy, especially in that environment. It's easy for fans to sit there and say, "I can't believe you standing up." Meanwhile, they're going to get a beer during, you know, the national anthem. Sure. Or they're texting or whatever. There wasn't anybody getting a beer. No one was getting a hot dog. You know, nobody was doing anything but standing up and paying tribute, which might have been – I'm chuckling because it might have been the reaction to Kaepernick and what is going on where people are now standing. If this was game one, maybe somebody does go get a beer. But now that it's brought to their attention how much that they should stand, it was. And we could get into the people that didn't, but I think it was a good thing. I mean, where I was, it felt good. It felt good that we all stood up and everybody took the minute and a half or 2 minutes to listen to the national anthem.